Recording in progress.
Good morning, Council. This is Ryan Vansel, the hearing examiner. We're here on October 11th. We're pre-hearing conference for LS 21-002-003-004. If I could ask Council to please state your name and the party that you are representing for the record, starting with LS 21-002.
I don't have the numbers in front of me of which one lines up with which one.
All right, let's start with the city then.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Cindy Williams for the City of Seattle, Seattle Office of Labor Standards.
And Ms. Sylvester, I see that you're speaking, but thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. Lorna Staten Sylvester appearing on behalf of the City Office of Labor Standards.
Thank you. Let's go to Mr. Larkin.
Yep. Thank you. Alex Larkin here representing Baja Concrete USA Corp.
Ms. Kincaid.
Good morning. My name is Sarah Kincaid. I'm here representing Antonio Machado.
Mr. Wandler.
Thank you, Your Honor. Jason Wandler representing New Way Corp.
And Ms. Wolf.
Good morning, Your Honor. Nicole Wolf, also representing New Way Forming.
All right. Thank you all. We're here following pre-hearing motions and decisions and requests to the parties to continue the hearing dates to allow accommodate an opportunity for mediation. So I'll turn to the parties to hear your suggested schedule.
Cindy, do you want to take, you're muted, Cindy, but do you want to take the lead on this one?
I can. I'll just notify the hearing examiner that the mediation is currently scheduled for October 25.
Okay.
One thing I would note is that I think all that is left to schedule in this case is the trial date itself, the number of days for the trial, and the final witness and exhibit list, which, if I recall correctly, was trial minus 20 days.
Yes, I can't remember if in this case were we doing a joint submission on exhibit and witness lists, or was it staggered? Meaning it's common for us to have the appellants file and then the respondent after that a week later.
I don't believe it was staggered. I think it was all one date.
Okay.
That was correct.
All right. How much time have you set aside for the mediation? One day or more?
One day.
Okay. Our schedule is open after that, so again, I'll turn to you to ask for a suggested time period. I want to make sure that I'm accommodating what you expect with regard to your mediation time and how much time you need, the parties might need then to let that, the dust settle on that, as it were, and then possibly prepare for hearing if that's still where you're headed.
I will defer to Ms. Sylvester on the scheduling because I know she's been checking with the less on that. So as far as the city of scheduling is concerned, I think maybe we probably, because we have so many attorneys on the call, could hear from other parties about what their needs are with their own scheduling.
Ms. Sylvester.
I'll go ahead.
Well, before we jump into scheduling, what are we talking about? Are we looking to December hearing dates, January? Let's throw a dart at the board and start from there.
The city and OLS, we're talking about December, January dates. So scheduling can be difficult for December. So we're thinking we'd probably end up in January given the number of parties.
Okay. Is there any, does anybody have a problem with just looking straight to January so that you all have ample time to work through the mediation and adjust to prepare for hearing? Is there any complication with just going to look for dates in January?
January works for me.
All right.
January works. I think we could probably do it in December. I don't know what folks' schedule looks like. I had kept open November thinking that we could probably do a pretty quick turnaround. But again, I mean, if the city needs to have till January, we don't have a big objection to that.
Yes, and I don't have any objections to January either. My calendar is pretty open that month, and that works for everyone. And I can do any date after December 6th also. We want to look at December.
Can I just throw out a question? I know we've kind of talked about this amongst ourselves, council. You know, we had quite a few days set up for the hearing in our original order, but I think we all kind of agree that we could scale that back significantly in terms of the time it's going to take to present this. So I was thinking about this earlier, and it seemed like the city, you're kind of driving this because I think you would have probably the most potential witnesses out of the group. So I just get a feel for what you guys are thinking in terms of how many witnesses you would have. In terms of us, in our case in chief, I don't see us bringing more than 2 to 3 witnesses forward.
And I think it would probably be fair to say, you know, we had, what, 2 weeks set aside for this. I don't think that's necessary. I would think 4 days or a week would be plenty. I think in an abundance of caution, setting aside, you know, 4 or 5 days for this should be sufficient.
I would agree.
Does any party believe we need more than 4 to 5 days?
I think we probably need 5 days.
Okay. All right, let's start with looking at 5 days, and I'd like to work back through the parties to make sure I have a sense of how many witnesses you have for that. So it doesn't seem like you've all had a chance to communicate about suggested when you want to do this. And I certainly don't have it. You all asked for the continuance. So do we want to look in December, or are we looking at January? Ms. Kincaid, she's indicated available after December 6th, so it sounds like November's out. Do we want to look at December, or do you want to go into January?
If we're scheduling a whole week for this, then January would be the city's preference.
And I'm sorry, I did not hear what you said, Ms. Sylvester, as to specifically what day would be, or which month would be preferable.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have a day.
What month did you say?
January.
January, okay. Any objections?
On behalf of you, I think that with a full week that we're going to reserve, I think January probably works best in terms of our schedule. I will throw out the date, just looking at my calendar right now. Most likely the week of the 16th. I would have to do some scrambling on the week of the 9th, but the week of the 9th or the 16th would work with the preference of the 16th.
All right, 16th being a holiday, we would start on the 17th. Is there any problem with the 17th? And later that week, and then spilling, and then whatever our extra day we pick up then would be the, say, the 23rd. We did 5 days, assuming we stick with that. Any objections, any problems, any complications with those 5 days, January 17th through January 23rd? All right, let's start with that as our block for the hearing, January 17th to the 23rd. I do want to just check with the parties real quick about how you came to the conclusion 5 days would be adequate. Ms. Williams or Ms. Sylvester, could either of you let me know how many witnesses the city anticipates and roughly how long you think they would be on direct? And I'll be asking each of you the same question for your case. And I know you can't guess cross-examination time and all that, but just your witnesses is all I'm going to be asking about on direct. And
right, we have at least 4. There could be approximately 3 or 4 more.
So city maybe up to 8 witnesses?
I would say the most, if everything went as planned.
Okay.
Most it would be.
Yeah. It's best to schedule these with our office is to be very conservative and, for example, with the city, if it could be 10, let's schedule for that. If we need to schedule 6 days, we want to do that rather than setting it for 4 or 5 to tighten it up, and then we have to wait another week, 2 or 3 weeks to get that one day in. So I'm happy with our schedule being wide open in January. Now is the time to set it for however long we want to do it. So I'm going to say up to 10 for the city. Mr. Larkin?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, the number of witnesses. Most of the witnesses we will be covering on cross-examination. The city presents their case, but so separate from that, we would be calling, I think, only two or three witnesses. Correct on our case.
All right. And for the city witnesses, you indicated cross. Would you be calling any of them on direct?
I don't think we would need to. I think we could probably cover everything we need on cross-examination.
Okay.
Ms. Ellis, staff.
Okay. Ms. Kincaid.
Well, I'm going to say for us, I'm going to say three witnesses. Of course, Mr. Machado will be calling on direct. And then I'm just reserving two spots in case we need to call anyone additional that we can't cover on cross-examination.
All right. And Ms. Wolf or Mr. Wandler?
I think that the maximum witnesses that we will have is three. If Mr. Machado is going to be testifying, obviously we may have him on direct, but if Ms. Kincaid is going to have him there, then we can handle that sort of cross.
And would you be calling any of the city witnesses on direct?
I don't perceive doing that right now, no.
Okay, and Ms. Kincaid, I forgot to ask you the same question.
I don't anticipate that we'll need to, so I don't expect that.
Okay. So about 20 witnesses or less. I'm going to go ahead and make it 6 days. We'll go to the 24th of January.
Back to the calendar. I was just checking my co-counsel, Mark Kimball's calendar, and I noticed he has some travel scheduled for, January 23rd through 25th. So could we move the start date for this hearing back to the 9th or 10th of January?
Is there any problem if we start on January 9th?
The only conflict I have is a meeting on the 11th that I don't know that I can get rid of. We could start on the 10th, maybe jump to the 12th. I could do it. Or we can start on the 12th and just run through. I honestly think that if we started on the 12th, we would be done easily by the 20th.
How long is your meeting on the 11th?
It's probably about 2 hours is all.
Okay.
At the noon hour, so I suppose I could jump in and do that and then come back and pick this up, if that makes it easier.
Yeah, let's do that. I don't like to do 5 days in a row of trial, so we'll be doing 9, 10, 11, and 12, and 17 and 18. And we'll accommodate your schedule, Mr. Wandler, on the 11th. Just you'll need to remind us that at the beginning of the hearing, but we could easily do that as a lunch break.
Okay, appreciate that, Your Honor.
So again, the first week will be the Monday through Thursday, 9th to the 12th. That'll give us 4 days and just a couple extra days to tack on, 17th and 18th, the following week. Any complications with any of those dates at this time for either witnesses or counsel? All right. We're doing simultaneous submission of witness and exhibit lists. I'll leave it to all of you as to whether you want to do it after your New Year's breaks. I can get it on the 2nd and be fine for my purposes. But you may want to get it done before certain breaks or holidays that you may all have, so let me know if you need a different date than the 2nd.
Yeah, I would probably prefer earlier. We built out 20 days before. It might make sense since we have a little bit of time to have it due 30 days before, so everybody, particularly since it's simultaneous submission, everybody has a chance to prepare and also taking the holidays into consideration.
So maybe December 12th?
Yes.
Okay.
New way has no objection to that.
All right.
Sounds good.
So we'll have the simultaneous submission of witness and exhibit lists, final exchange of exhibits on December 12th. That'll all be handled well before your holiday breaks, if you have any. And then we have hearing about a month later in January 2023, 9 to 12, and 17 and 18. Are there any other dates that we need to set for in anticipation of a hearing? Is there anything else you need included in the pre-hearing order?
Your Honor, there are no trial briefs or anything like that as far as this.
That's correct. Some parties choose to do that in advance of hearing. I think given in this matter the substantial pre-hearing motion practice, that would not necessarily be helpful to me. I won't tell you how to run your case. But even without that motion practice, I tend to discourage pre-hearing motions unless there's some very specific area of law that you want to address. I do have a strong preference for written closing. We will probably not do oral closing. I'll probably ask you for a written closing, and we'll all agree on a schedule that will all work for you in that. That written closing is very helpful to me. That's all the facts and all the laws in one spot. Anything else that you'd like to schedule before we conclude the pre-hearing conference?
I think that's it.
All right. I wish you all luck in your mediation. If that does not go where I hope you all take it, I'll see you in January.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.